Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael from Sound Sessions Podcast here on WGN Radio. Just wanted to thank you so much for listening to the podcast, as always. I got the chance to sit down with a pretty cool guy in this latest interview. His name is Christian Anthony, and he's from a band Chase Atlantic, all the way from Australia. The band is composed of two brothers and him, and they've been making some sweet, sweet waves with their beat-heavy, kind of groovy R&B sound that mixes a little bit of punk rock and roll as well as some nocturnally kind of atmospheric music, which I've been really, really digging lately. Anyway, Christian couldn't be nicer, and I got to speak to him while he was on tour. I think that we were in his car during the entire ride, I being in the studio and him being on the road on the van. And I'm pretty sure you can hear a little bit of that road during the interview, so I apologize for the sound quality, but either way, it was a cool interview. Christian is a cool guy. Go and check these guys out here in Chicago. And without further ado, here is my interview with Christian Anthony from the rock group Chase Atlantic.
Hey, this is Christian from Chase Atlantic, and you're listening to Sound Sessions. All I know is okay, dirty hobbies, so you don't
say. What's going on? This is Michael from Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio, and composed of the brothers Mitchell and Clinton Cave, we have our man Christian Anthony from the band Chase Atlantic, who's playing at the House of Blues here in Chicago on March 12th, joining the show, and we have him here on the phone right now. What's going on, Christian? How have you been, man?
Hey, man, how are you? Thank you for having us, Mike. I appreciate it. It's nice to be here.
It's nice to speak to you. So where are you at now? Because you're kind of embarking on a lot of different things right now. So where are you in the world at the moment?
Currently, we are leaving Pennsylvania, heading to Buffalo.
Okay.
We've got a show there tomorrow night. We had our first off day in a while today, so we were kind of easy. I think the boys all got haircuts. But yeah, it was a nice, easy day, just relaxing and get ready to get back into it, eh?
Right on, man. Yeah, okay, so you're going to Buffalo. You're on tour right now. You're in the thick of it. But I want to know, what is the haircut situation on tour? Do you have a certain hairstylist that goes with you? Or how does that work? Because I've always been curious about that.
No, we definitely don't have that. I think we're one of the lucky bands. Like, we're head boys, you know? So we don't need those haircuts all that often. But I wish we had a hairstylist on board. That would be pretty handy. But we just had our first break today, so we just went to the closest place nearby and just got our little trims and stuff. But yeah, no, I can imagine it'd be pretty hard for a lot of bands. I need to keep it nice and neat and tidy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, especially, well, you guys have long hair, so I mean, it's not really affecting you too much. You can let it grow for a little bit, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
So what kind of stuff do you do when you're on tour? Because a lot of bands, it's a huge undertaking. Some bands, you know, meditate. Some bands go out to the bars. What does Chase Atlantic do when they have a few free moments on this big tour that you guys are on right now?
Well, actually, this tour, you know, I would not know what we would have told you on the first few tours. I don't know how we got by, but Clinton actually came up with a brilliant idea on this tour that every single member in the band buys Nintendo Switches. Okay. So that's what we do in our spare time. Every single one of us is. Once we get the time, we sit in our bunks and we just press each other in Mario Kart. So that seems to be our new thing.
Oh man! Okay, so Mario Kart is going on in the Chase Atlantic van. What player are you?
What player am I? Oh, me character. I make myself. We all make ourselves. We can't. You're not allowed to cheat. Because if you're Link, you're too fast. Now it doesn't affect it, but. No, everybody looks too cool if they're Link or somebody else, so we all just play as our own me characters. Makes it the tiniest bit more realistic, as if we were actually Raven.
Okay, because I remember those days of playing N64, and everyone would always be Peach or Yoshi, because they went the fastest, and I don't want any...
Did it actually affect it? Did it affect it back then? The characters actually went faster?
I totally think so, because anytime you get Bowser, he would go slow as molasses. So I feel like that'd be the way to go with a smaller player.
It's big. It's too big.
Yeah. All right, so you're on the tour right now. You're with two brothers. I'm sure you get asked this all the time, but how do you maintain this, like, you know, the brotherly component to your band? I mean, do they get along really well? How do you play a part into that family almost as you guys have created?
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, we definitely get this question a lot, but we just, like, Mitchell and Clinton never argue. It's never, like, I couldn't imagine being with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, the boys are fine, and we just, We, especially, I mean, this is our third tour together, so maybe it's a little different on the first, but we all respect each other's space and when we need it. And we know, you know, we just know that to look after each other, hygiene is very important as well. But,
yeah.
Just the main thing is just giving each other space, letting each other need to do what we need to do when we're in particular cities. But we're, it's weird, we're one of those bands where we never, ever really fight about anything to do with music. If we fight, it's about somebody leaving their stuff in somebody else's drawer, you know. It's nothing. And the way that we were raised was you never go to sleep upset. So we always make sure that we hash things out or apologize before bed.
Oh, see, that is so important.
It's to work out. Yeah, it's family, you know. It's even, you know, we're a big family. We've incorporated two new members with our tour manager Zach and our new photographer Ryan. But they're completely understanding, and they get away. We just how we do it. You know, we don't fight. We're brothers, and this is what we do. You know, there's no point getting, you know, no point getting angry at each other, because we just, you got to spend a couple months with each other, 3 months or so at a time, and us so fighting would just make it worse. So we make an important point that. Number one is the morale needs to stay high.
That's, I can see that could be important, because you are basically a family when you're going on tour and everything, and it's fantastic. You mentioned you had two new members, the guys who are doing the photography and everything. Now, I see that you guys are great with your social media. I love following that, because I love seeing the strategy behind a lot of bands and everything. How important is that social media game in today's music industry?
Well, I mean, it's 2018. We've got a lot of social networking platforms as an advantage, as you know, as bands back in the day didn't have. And I think it's so crucial. I mean, there's probably millions of bands starting up every day, and one way to stay different is to stay very connected to the fans and the supporters. And it's also important to show a little of your character, show them who you are, because, you know, we're lucky that we're in this kind of age where we can show people what we're doing and on tour. And, yeah, it's very important to stay very connected to your fans, because they're always interested and they're always wondering what you're up to. So as long as you can tell them what you're up to, they're happy. And we wouldn't be here without them. So social media is fantastic. It's a great way to connect with fans and even friends and family. So it's very important when on the road.
Yeah, that's a really positive outlook, and I love that about your band, because you guys have really embraced it in a great way. And one thing that I absolutely adored, oh, you're welcome. One thing that I adored is that you have this great connection with your fans. You often post pictures of portraits that are drawn of you from some of your fans. What's the connection that you have between these fans? What's the craziest things you've gotten besides these photos? Because I like to see how all the things you share throughout your social media.
Yeah. Well, like currently right now, I'm looking at a stack of just beautiful portraits. We've got a very creative fan base, I believe.
And yeah.
I think it kind of feeds off, because we always tell them, you know, like we were three boys in Australia recording in a bedroom, you know, like we did it ourselves, our first two EPs. We made our own record label for J Atlantic Records. So we're a very DIY band. And just to see the photos that these fans make and these paintings that they make, it's unbelievable. Like it shows how much they care, and it's definitely different when
yeah I kind of lost you on that last one. Are you still with me here, Christian? Yeah, your phone is breaking up a little bit. I can hear you a little bit better here. Yeah.
It might be because we're driving, a little bit of the reception. I'm sorry.
Hey, no worries at all. Yeah, it happens. I mean, you guys are busy as ever. Let's actually talk about, while I still have you, let's talk about that new tour that you got announced on. You got announced on your first European tour with Sleeping with Sirens and Chapel. Holy smokes, man. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We are very excited to go to Europe. Always wanted to go with the band, and I cannot wait. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, what a huge undertaking. So what's it like, that first phone call? You're just like, all right, now it's going from traveling through the States or traveling through Australia. Now we're actually going across the sea to play music. I mean, that must feel so good.
It's the best feeling ever. I mean, some of the members in the band have never traveled overseas before Chase Atlantic, so it's it's been such an amazing experience for us to just be able to go. We went to Mexico last year, Canada. We've never been to Canada before. Now to go to Europe, and I feel like we're experiencing it in the best way ever by playing shows and having hopefully some supporters out there who have never heard us before, and we get to meet for the first time. It's truly unbelievable. It's going to be fantastic. We cannot wait.
Yeah, and you know, you said, I love this quote that you have in your bio, is that you'd stop, I'm paraphrasing it here, but you'd stop at nothing to get out of Australia and work on getting a national record label to sign you, and you guys have done it. I mean, what is it about that work ethic that Chase Atlantic has that a lot of bands are striving toward? What's that glue that that passion that pushes you to do this?
Well, I mean, just growing up, ever since we were kids, like Clinton and Mitchell had been making YouTube videos since, you know, Mitchell was like 11 or 9 years old or something. So, and my first band, I think I made when I was 10. It's just something inside of you that just, you know, the music you want to do, and you stop at nothing to make it happen. And I feel like when people in bands maybe start to get a little bit of doubt, In our 4-year, 5-year adventure, I'd be lying if I didn't say we didn't have doubts at some point. You know, where times we're like, I don't know if it's going to happen, I don't know if we're ever going to make it out of Australia, but if you just believe in yourself and you just work as hard as you can, you know, things will start to change and things will be positive, but the music, it's a rollercoaster ride, you know?
Yeah.
Some moments you feel like you're going to be the biggest thing ever, and then some moments you're just not sure, but if you just keep fighting, and definitely I would suggest learning how to produce your own music, because then you're not waiting for record label guys to hook you up with a producer and whatnot. You can do it yourself and really create the music you're proud of.
That is so true, because usually we ask what kind of advice you'd give to somebody who's sitting in their garage, and I think that's the advice you can give. It's just you need to work as hard as you can and learn it yourself almost, correct?
As hard as you can. Yeah, of course. And don't make it like a job, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a job. It's a beautiful thing, music, and as long as you believe in it and you have the love of music that we do, you know, you're going to do great things.
Yeah.
Hey. And you're going to have a lot of fun doing it.
That is our man, Christian Anthony from the band Chase Atlantic, playing March 12th here at the Chicago House of Blues. Hey, Christian, before we only have 2 more questions here, what was that name of that band when you were 10 years old?
Name of my band, School's Out.
School's Out. Oh, I knew it was going to be good.
Yeah, no, it was a funny little project. I met some of my best friends from it. I still make music with one of the guys, but it was a great learning process, and I miss those days very heavily, but I'm very grateful to the band I'm in.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, and then you know, I find band names really important, especially in music. Where did the band name Chase Atlantic come from?
Oh man, this is a question we get a lot. It's funny. There's a lot of bands out there that have lots of meaning behind their name, but I feel like we were so late to the chase where, if you look online, every single band name is taken. It's all taken. There's a band with every single name. There's a band with your own first and last name. I can promise that. So we decided to put 2 words together that we really like, Chase and Atlantic. And we wanted, when people first heard of us, if they typed in Chase Atlantic, there's nothing else that could really come up for it, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was also a little bit of a branding strategy where, you know, Chase Atlantic comes up straight away with us. You know, we didn't want to have a name where, if you searched it, a bunch of us. Our first band name we ever came up with was Kids.
Mm-hmm.
But if you type in Kids into, you know, if you type in Kids, there's a lot of Google options and stuff. So we wanted to get a name that was a little bit unique and that people hadn't heard before and couldn't be associated with anything else.
Yeah, right on. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And then I also see that you're playing the final Warped Tour ever. Did you guys go to Warped Tour when you were young? How did that feel? What kind of memories are abound when you guys are on the bill for the final Warped Tour?
Well, yeah, Warped Tour only came to Australia once, and I believe I was away at time. I think we never got to experience the beauty of the Warped Tour, but when we did the Warped Wine Tour, which was on the cruise, and just the hanging with the bands and meeting fans you've never seen before, and this whole experience of just people together that just love music and love the same kind of music you do. It was quite beautiful. And then we heard that this was going to be the last tour, and we jumped on it as soon as we could, because this is our last chance to be a part of something quite beautiful.
Oh, right on, man. All right, so that was Christian Anthony from the band Chase Atlantic playing here on March 12th at Chicago's House of Blues. Christian, I can't thank you enough, man. Thank you so much for joining us on Sound Sessions.
Hey, thank you for having me, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod. And check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.